Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
They rotated cover two, kind of like the same thing the Jets did. I read it, made a good read. Had it been a little bit flatter than I wanted because we're so close to the end zone. So I just want to make sure. I was trying to get it in the end zone, but I had to bend it flat. And the guy tried to jump in front of me, and Jay threw it back shoulder, which was a great throw. And I stuck the ball across the which was my first time ever trying to do that. Mm-hmm. I stuck the ball across the goal line, but the referee told me that on the replay they couldn't see it because the other guy blocked the ball. But I felt like it was a touchdown.
Ball.
I mean, I thought it affected that, and then we had to settle for a field goal when we thought J-Mo was going to score on the quick when he broke the tackle and got in the end zone, but he didn't score on that. We ended up kicking a field goal, so that's a 11-point swing right there. So, but then turnovers killed us. Mm-hmm. Packers played great. Aaron Rodgers was on fire today. Defense did a good job shutting down Lacy. I mean, but it's hard to shut it down both dimensions on a team like that. But overall, I thought they came out to play. We had some costly turnovers, but positive thing, we put up a whole lot of yards and we should have scored a whole lot more points. Well, Matt Forte, 10,000 yards in his career, and that's the guy who, you know, who's done something great. And I'm going to have a lot of more 100-yard games in my career. This is just the first of many, but very proud of him and the effort he's been. It just shows the legacies he's building as a Chicago Bear. I see him work every summer, all day, every day during the week, and the way he practices, he's just the right guy. And to have 10,000-plus yards from the line of scrimmage is no small feat. So very, very proud of him and his efforts and his career so far. And he's just, you know, he has a long way to go. So I want to see what he does. And I think he's only second to Walter Payton in every category as a running back. So that just shows you what kind of company that he's in. And I'm super proud of him. I think it's a little bit of everything. I think he knows guys are going to make plays. We usually make plays when we need to. And it's a trust factor. I think he trusts us to make plays. So he has a little more confidence in us to be able to call those plays in those situations. And they've been working out. I think we make a lot of plays when we need to make them. So as long as we keep making those plays, he has the confidence to keep calling them.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.